I'm Florrie Buchanan Allen, and I would like to share with you a bit of the history of our Garland schools and a few of the memories of my years as student and teacher. I was a first grade teacher at Garland Grammar School when it burned to cinders early one cold January morning in 1946. By the end of the day, only the cafeteria was left standing there on 9th Street between Avenue A and Avenue B. Every book was lost, and we had to scatter classes into empty rooms all over town. Still, we've had other tough times in our schools, and the students turned out just fine anyway. The historians say our first school was a one-room affair in the little community of Duck Creek, which combined with its neighbor, Embry, to form Garland. Some believe classes started as early as 1846. But the first teacher appeared on the census in 1850. The Duck Creek School survived the Civil War, but even I can't remember that far back. I graduated on the site where the elementary school burned, but the building was different. Schools have stood there since 1890, when a group of citizens put up a building that housed tuition classes as well as some public ones. After 8 years, it burned, but it was soon replaced. When the Garland Independent School District was formed in 1901 by a vote of 45-5, this 9th Street site became the mother campus and was soon renamed Garland High and Public School. There were just 120 students spread among all levels when the first two Garland High School diplomas were awarded in 1903. That structure, where I was both a student and a teacher, was remodeled and greatly enlarged in 1912 and again in 1925. The first grade through the seventh occupied the first floor, and the high school, grades 8 through 11, were on the second floor. A large auditorium was at the center of the top floor, and the entire student body attended most auditorium activities at the same time, much to the displeasure of the upperclassmen, who had to sit double and were often heard to grumble, "Do we have to invite the downstairs kids?" This building continued to serve all grade levels until the Garland High campus on Garland Avenue was opened 34 years later. I surely did hate to see that building burn. During these early years, as in other towns and cities across the South, black children of the community attended separate schools. In the 1920s, classes were held at Sims Missionary Baptist Church at State and Roosevelt Streets, and later in a building on McKinley. A larger three-room school was built about 1935 near Austin and Fifth Streets. It was replaced in 1947 with the George Washington Carver School on Hopkins Street, but it only served grades 1 through 8. Black high school students had to travel to Dallas to complete their education until the upper grades were added in the mid-50s. By the 1950s, when Garland had its biggest percentage growth spurt, the elementary school building, which burned, had been rebuilt and renamed Central Elementary. Because the student population had increased by 3,200 pupils, three other grade schools, Freeman, Daugherty, and Williams, and the first junior high, Bussey, had been added. Rose Hill Elementary had become part of the system. Between 1955 and 1965, a second high school, South Garland, three junior high schools, and 13 elementary schools were opened. During the following decades, multiple changes continued to take place. As the Garland area became more urban, the neighboring rural schools consolidated with GISD. An integration of the school districts began in 1964 and was completed in December of 1970 with the closure of the Carver School. Ethnic makeup of the student population expanded to include multiple nationalities from around the world. The continued growth of the city of Garland, as well as Rowlett and Saxe, which are now part of GISD, has necessitated the construction of new schools yearly. the district had become the second largest in Dallas County, and we've done it without burning another building.